This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. While the goal of closing schools and some businesses is to slow the spread of COVID-19, the impact on employment has been swift. The day after Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced he was closing bars and restaurant dining rooms, 20,000 people submitted unemployment claims. Tens of thousands more filed in the next few days. Some local businesses closed. Others are seeing an increase in demand or are trying to hold steady. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
People who work in tourism, the arts, hotels, retail stores, and any business that serves food has been hard hit. Restaurant Paul and Elizabeth's in Northampton laid off 25 people. Head chef Nate Sustick organized a kind of car parade of employees to apply for unemployment. He says it's still hard to grasp the impact.
It's really just kind of feeling the initial shock from this all. So we're just trying to organize everything that is kind of just kind of broken apart in a way.
Besides restaurants, some farm-based businesses are affected.
The worst thing for us is that they suspended the pouring licenses.
That's John Samick, grape grower, winemaker, and delivery man for Hardwick Winery. Like other businesses that serve food or drink to tourists, he's had to stop.
We're basically a weekend venue, but about half of my business is direct sales by the glass.
Now that that's shut down, he has no work for his 10 part-time employees, but he's keeping his full-time staff for now. Samick is delivering 3 cases of wine to Northampton Liquors and Wine.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Piyush Patel says he has fewer customers.
Less people come, but they buy like more quantity. More beer, more wine, 4, 5, 6 bottles they buy wine.
Fewer customers, bigger sales, kind of balances things out. But in this COVID-19 economy, others are doing all they can to stay on their feet. Rebecca Merigian, who owns Park Cleaners in Springfield, has not laid off any of her 13 employees, but she's cutting their hours.
So if they were working 20 hours before the coronavirus, now we'll be lucky if I can give them 10.
Merigian has cut her own pay by 2/3. Her business has had roughly an 85% drop, in part because the cleaners lost a lot of work when the MGM casino closed. Last year, a contract with the casino allowed her to provide affordable health insurance for the first time for her workers. But now,
it will be a struggle for me to maintain the benefits for them. But that is a high priority for me because I'm looking at this as more of a health crisis than a financial crisis at this time, and I'm trying to help my employees get through to the other side.
The other side, she says, is when people can shake hands again. There are government loans available to small businesses, but while some try to weather the storm, others are riding the wave, like a small grocery, the Williamsburg Market. The meat and deli section is doing about 3 times the business as usual, says the man behind the counter.
Can I get your name?
Steve Butcher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your title here?
I am the butcher and the deli manager.
Butcher says customers are buying more of what they usually get.
They're just trying to stock up on stuff they know how to cook.
Buddy says the store isn't running out. Outside, Steve Smith, one of the owners, points to some of the 10 pallets delivered on this morning instead of the usual 4.
I can see there on the bottom there's at least 1 case of Scott bath tissue, and there's supposed to be 2 in those pallets.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's good news.
More good news, the market is hiring to fill 2 open positions, including one in the deli. Like the market, other companies find themselves in the right place at this tough time. Zogix, which has 20 employees in Lee and Lenox, supplies gyms in the U.S. and other countries with exercising equipment and sanitizing products.
A big part of our business is making and distributing products that can specifically be used against things like the virus that causes COVID-19.
Paul LeBlanc is Zogix's CEO.
So we've seen a significant surge in business since the start of this.
A 10-time surge in sales. The company now has customers like airlines, the military, school systems, and healthcare facilities. And it needs more staff.
We've already started making additional hires, and we will continue to do so.
Despite his good fortune, LeBlanc says he's not doing a victory lap.
You know, we recognize that a lot of businesses are adversely affected. Our aim is to help businesses, especially those struggling, to return to normal as quickly as possible.
What a return to normal looks like and when it will arrive is anyone's guess. Right now, many are trying to figure out just how to get from now to then and be poised to get back to work. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.